Welcome. You are listening to Our Mindful Nature, formerly titled The Mindful Minute. I'm your host, Meryl Arnett, and this podcast explores the deep connection between land and self through nature-based meditations and meditative experiences that invite us back into belonging to each other, to our ancestors, to the earth, and to all beings that make up this universe. If you would like to access these meditation practices as standalone audio files, please subscribe to my newsletter at merylarnett.com. It's free, and you'll receive a new mini meditation each week, along with behind-the-scenes content and bonus material for each podcast episode. All right, grab a cup of tea, pop in your headphones, and find a comfy seat. Let's settle in for today's episode. Welcome, y'all. I'm so glad you're here today. We are kicking off the month of April, a month with an astronomical theme. So all month, each episode is going to be astronomical meditations, interviews, and conversations. We're going to start today with a meditation I recorded a few years ago titled Total Eclipse of the Heart. You're very welcome if those lyrics get stuck in your head now. So on April 8th, many of us will experience a total solar eclipse, and the rest of us will experience a partial solar eclipse. This happens when, at just the right moment, the moon passes between the sun and the earth, and it temporarily blocks the sun's light. So the meditation I am sharing today is not specific to the total solar eclipse. In fact, this one actually references a total lunar eclipse. And I know, very different things. However, the energy that I'm inviting us to explore is applicable whether we're talking about a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. The energy I want us to be thinking about exploring today is the energy of blockage and flow, of pause and movement. This idea of feeling like our light is blocked for a moment, for a while, and then suddenly is freed up for us. I think this is an experience that most of us have had at least once in our lives. And it's interesting to reflect on how that feels and how that shows up in our bodies, and perhaps the accompanying thoughts that show up when we feel blocked. Big, big thanks to sound artist and acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton for the use of the soundscape in today's meditation. It is spectacular. If you have headphones, I highly recommend popping them in now. Really let yourself have the full encompassing effects of this soundscape. Find a comfy seat and join me for today's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Welcome, I'm Meryl. A total lunar eclipse takes place when the Earth comes between the sun and the full moon. It blocks the sun's direct rays from lighting up the moon, and for a brief time, the moon is dark. Eventually, the Earth moves out of the way, and once again, the moon is illuminated. I wonder if you feel this in your life sometimes, that something comes up creating a block in your energy, your attention, or your ability to move forward. I think that these moments are the ones that I'm most grateful to have a meditation practice. When we meditate, we develop an awareness of our habitual reactions to life and create the space for movement. We learn to pause just long enough to acknowledge what is blocking us, to let it move out of the way, and to once again feel illuminated. In this meditation,
We're listening to Rialto Beach at midnight. There are full, dynamic waves. And with each wave, we feel this drifting pull of the ocean. The invitation to pause and then allow movement is clear between the quiet of a wave landing on the beach and the crescendo of the wave's retraction. Let's meditate now, savoring the chance to pause and to see what might be blocking us, allowing it gradually to shift as we stay present. Go ahead and settle into a comfortable seat. Allow yourself the time to set up in a way that feels both steady and supportive for your body. Let your arms relax, hands rest down onto the lap. Let your eyes close, or if you prefer, you can always take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together here, we'll take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale a sigh out of the mouth. Let's just do that again, inhaling deeply through the nose. Exhale a sigh, let go of that breath. And as you feel your breath flowing comfortably and easily, our practice begins when we silently say to ourselves, "Now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate." As you state that intention to yourself, notice how it settles you. Allow yourself to land in this very moment, setting aside everything that you've already done, everything that has yet to come, and instead, open up your ears and hear the sounds of the beach we have just landed on. Allowing your body to settle a little more deeply into the cushion or chair beneath you. Letting go of the muscles in your hips and your thighs. Subtly lengthening your spine so that you feel tall and awake. You might let your shoulder blades drop back and down. Or lift up the top of the head just a little bit. And as you breathe, you'll let go of the space across your forehead. Feeling your forehead smooth and broaden. The skin around the eyes softens. And we do our best to let go along the lips, the jaw, the inside of the cheeks. And for a moment, you might notice the way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. And as you soften the grip you have on your body, you might notice the way your belly expands and contracts as you breathe. Feel your breath flowing like the waves here. You are here. Exactly as you are and who you are in this moment. And yet the moment isn't static. It's an ever-expanding edge. The edge of right now. You exist in this moment and you are becoming something new in this moment. You're growing new cells, creating new thought patterns. New awarenesses. There are times that we feel stuck, an eclipse blocking our light. And yet we are also always moving, growing, becoming unstuck. can't sit and listen to the nighttime beach, to the full moon, and experience ourselves in this ever-changing present moment. Feel your breath. Hear the waves. There's no need to narrate or judge or change. Let's just be here and listen for a few more minutes. An eclipse is a momentary blockage of light. Yet even when that light is totally blocked, movement is still occurring. The block lessens with every breath that we take. Let's sit just a bit longer, listening, experiencing what is and what is changing in this moment. your breath here. Noticing exactly where your mind is in this moment. And as you feel ready, you can let your breath deepen. You might straighten up your spine if you've slumped over at all. Roll your shoulders back and down. Wiggle into the fingers and the toes. And together, we'll take one last breath. A deep inhale in. Exhale, let go of a sigh. Taking all the time you need to let go of your practice. To blink your eyes open. And to move on with your day.
Thanks for listening to Our Mindful Nature. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving me a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps others to find the show. And let's face it, we could all use a few more meditators in our lives. Our Mindful Nature is recorded on Muscogee land and produced with the support of Brianna Nielsen. Deep gratitude is offered to acoustic ecologists Gordon Hempton and Nick McMahon for the use of their nature field recordings in many of these episodes. To join my live classes, ask questions, or learn about my teacher trainings, please visit merylarnett.com. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week.